Sports Talk, WOBX, 1530 AM, The Score, and 103.3 W277DO, Wanchese. Your number one source for sports.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
This is Kenny Meekins, and my guest tonight is Gaddis Hodges. Gaddis has been a long-time radio guy, does the show on Braves, was now show on Hawks, okay? I'm still calling them the Braves, but great to have Gaddis here with us tonight, taking Hunt's place, Hunt's home listening to us. He'll be making sure we do it the right way, Gaddis. I'm sure he'll critique me next Friday night.
Well, you know, I always thought what it would be like to be Hunt Thompson. Now I get a chance to know.
Yeah, you don't have to travel over an hour and a half.
No, you don't.
It's in his contract.
But it's a pleasure to be here, Kenny. It's been a while since I've done a Manio football game. I think I told you earlier, last time that I was on a Manio broadcast football game was due summer night in 2006. It was a game you had, I'm sure, because your son was playing the state championship game. Manio played Elkin, and, of course, Timmy Cherry played on that team. He's the head coach here tonight for Manio, and, of course, Emmanuel Davis, who went on to a good college career, played in CFL and won a Grey Cup. And, boy, it's a great team, but that's been a while ago.
Yeah, Manio is coming off of a kind of a thrashing last week at home against Northeastern. Northeastern, of course, the premier team in Eastern North Carolina, as everyone knows. But I thought Manio first quarter battled as tough as they could. And their defense all year, Gaddis, has really kept us in the game for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah, we'll get to the national anthem.
Yeah, we'll take a little national anthem here. Someone's singing in the press box.
What's so proud we had at the twilight last week, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
After that rendition from up top here, so we had to get off just in time for him to get that. He's right next to us, so couldn't talk through that because they had a microphone.
That's local minister Ray Faircloth, Jr., man.
What a great job.
He's bellowing it out. Fantastic job taking the national anthem. He's really, really, really good.
So we were talking about defense a while ago, Gaddis. Manny all year has, in the first quarter, shown signs of playing solid defense, and all of a sudden, about third quarter, they just wear down, and it catches up with them. The numbers game gets them, and probably, you know, hopefully tonight, maybe we can do the same thing. We're using backup quarterback tonight as Finn Schultz, so you'll hear that name instead of Landon Sawyer tonight. He's out with a sickness, so we'll be dealing with that. Anything you can add there, Gaddis?
Well, when you think about depth, Kenny, and the lack of, your defense has got to be able to get off the field, and that's what your offense has got to happen. I know they've had some struggles, and then you come in with a backup quarterback here tonight, but maybe that change is what this team needs to go out, you know, get your offense going. But unfortunately, this is a Hereford County team that's going a different direction right now. They had lost five games in a row. They went to the running game, primarily made them Coach Willie Gillis Jr., who's a new coach here, trying to use similar to the offense, the scheme that they've used in the past by spreading it out and throwing it a lot. But now they've gone back to the running game, and they had 1,100 yards, over 1,100 yards total offense in the last 2 weeks in wins over First Flight in Camden. And they only have 2,132 yards on the year. So half that came the last 2 weeks. That's a team headed in the right direction. So I think the big key here tonight for Manio, especially defensively, you've got to stop the run, make them throw the football, and you got to have something, some kind of production from your offense.
Absolutely. You said it right. You got to get off the field. I mean, that's been kind of the problem this year with our offense. It's been a little stagnant.
You know, this is one of four games being contested in the league tonight. A big one down at Northeastern. Currituck is at 5-1 in conference play, a 4-1. They trail Northeastern to 5-0. Currituck wins tonight, wins next week. They'll be the conference champion.
How about that? That would be something to see.
That's right. And Edenton's played a little bit better here of late there at Camden tonight, and Pascotank, who's, I think, been the surprise of this league. You look at Pascotank's numbers, they're 3-2, 4-4 overall. They play at First Flight tonight. Chance to get their fifth win in what has been a long, long time for Pascotank, hitting fifth, 5-win season.
Yep. So we're going to take a one-minute break here, and we'll come right back. You're listening to AM 1530 and 103.3 The Score.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at OBPC. Info.com.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Manio office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
They're back here at Ahoskie, home of the Hereford County Bears. Kenny Meekins and Gaddis Hodges coming to you live and getting ready for kickoff. Manio has won the toss and deferred to the second half, so they'll get, Hereford County will get first dibs on offense, Gaddis, and They're here on senior night, and I'm expecting a pretty good Hereford County team.
Yeah, and you take a look at the numbers when you look on the Manio side, look on this side, like Hereford County's got twice as many players. And, you know, that's the thing, Kenny, I think we're starting to see in high school athletics, especially here in northeastern North Carolina. A lot of these schools don't have JV teams anymore.
No.
And that really affects these teams when they get up, you know, on the varsity level. And I think this team, especially Manio, is probably felt that bite a little bit as well.
Actually, Manio started out the year having a JV program, and played about three games, but after you get to about three or four games, there's, like you said, there's nobody left to play because nobody's carrying them. So, therefore, those kids tend to drop out because they're not going to go out there for 7 weeks of practice and not play. So, yep. You kind of lose some of those kids, but hopefully by doing that, they can get them back next year. And I think Coach Charity understands them not wanting to hang around for seven weeks.
You know, Edenton did that about 3 weeks ago. They dropped that J.B. Franklin, pulled everybody up because he had so many injuries on the varsity. Just 2 years they have to do that. Hereford County's had a J.B. team, but like you said, Kenny, they're just running out of opponents.
Yeah, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. So we're set for the kickoff here. Manio's set to kick, and Alex Wilson has been doing the kicking chores all year and usually won't be real deep here, back deep. You probably know some of these gentlemen back deep for the Bears.
They're like Kanari Tan on the far side and trying to catch the young man's number here on the near side. Bears in their gold trousers tonight, the dark blue jerseys, blue headgear. Manio in the black pants tonight, white jerseys with the black headgear.
Manio will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Hereford County will get, like I said, first dibs. We've got a fan going across the field. I'm not sure. Might be part of chain crew.
You probably say. Probably didn't want to go all the way around.
A little
probably
late getting here, so he goes across the middle of the field. Had never seen that one before, Ken.
Yeah. Tell you what, we've been blessed with great weather here for high school football this season.
It's been
wonderful.
Very seldom you get through a season like it's no rain, and we have not had any rain in our area.
Athletic directors are happy with that. Don't have to move those games to Thursday night and Monday night.
And here we go. Alec Wilson with a kickoff. He'll kick it down to about the 30-yard line, and there's going to be a procedure. Somebody went over the line prior to the kick, so that'll be procedure against the Redskins, and a drop at 5 yards. And they'll have to kick from their 35. So not a good start there to, excuse me.
Manny is sporting the pink socks tonight. That's kind of been a fad here over the last few years.
It's yeah,
kids that picked up the pink thing. They'll have a game. A lot of them have a game where they, you know, the proceeds and stuff go to the cancer foundations and those type of things. The kids continue to wear them. And, you know, I always like it whenever I've got a kid that's got, like, lime green shoes on or something like that. It's kind of, especially in basketball, you kind of know who that kid is. You might look down your roster every time.
And the kick by Wilson now at the 40, number 83 for Hertford County. He's going to take it all the way to the far sideline. He's found a little opening, but he'll barely get to close to midfield at about the 48-yard line of the Bears. So they'll end up with pretty good field position to start this first possession.
I don't have an 83 on the roster here for Manio. I mean, for Hertford County. So
likewise. Yeah, we do. Very back.
Okay.
Bathy Riddick.
Okay.
So Riddick takes it to the 48. Of the Bears, they'll take over first and 10. Bears break the huddle and send two receivers split left, one to the right. Two to the right, so four wide. Single back in the backfield behind the quarterback in the shotgun. Quarterbacking tonight is Rucker Nixon. He hands straight off up the middle and... Redskins, nice tackle there, only about a yard picked up for the Bears.
That was the nose guard, Jaheim Banks, the 5'7", 225-pound junior. Made a nice stop there, Kenny. That's his 28th tackle on the season.
Yeah, he's been pretty tough. You'll hear a lot of the same names on this defense. Of course, when they switch the offense, you hear the same names. Only a yard pickup brings up second and nine at the 49-yard line of the Bears. Same formation, four wide. Nixon takes the shotgun, looks toward the Hertford County side of the field, a little hitch route to the midfield, and he'll get run out of bounds just inside Redskin territory at about the 45-yard line.
That was their leading receiver, Rez Williams, on the catch. He kind of just a quick look on the inside, tried to spin it back to the outside, and was able to get to the corner before he was pushed out of bounds here near side. A game of about 6 on the play.
Bring up third and almost 3 or 4. So same formation for the Bears, four wide. To right, to left. Nixon in the shotgun, looking to throw again. Rolling towards the Hertford County sideline, got a man wide open at the 20, and he drops that. That was wide open, and he just let it through his hand. The intended receiver, I believe, is Ramiz Williams, and he just drops it at the 20, and it'll bring up a 4th and 3.
Well, at that time, give pressure to the left side of that Manio defense. They kind of flushed Nixon to his left. He had to throw on the run. He was getting some pressure behind it. But, man, he put it on the money, Kenny. I mean, that's a very catchable ball that time by Williams. Couldn't haul it in.
Just one less defensive guy over there. Same formation, two right, two split left. Nixon in the shotgun. Takes, looks. Runs a hits right over here on the 40, and that'd be a first down for the Bears at the – he'll carry it up to yards after catch, about 5 yards to the 35, and it'll bring up 1st and 10 for the Bears.
Jameer Bailey making the stop here on the near side against Caden Woods, who made the catch. It's enough for the first down to the 35 of Manio.
You've just checked in with the first possession of the game at 10:45, excuse me, in the first quarter, 0-0. This time they'll send two right man in motion underneath. Going to run the option, and he'll pitch it at the 40, and the Redskins had that one sniffed out very well.
Oh, just a wonderful job by David Fish on the far side. The junior has 22 tackles in the year coming in tonight, Kenny, and that pitch was a little bit behind, but give Fish your credit. Sometimes you can pursue too much and overrun the play, but he stood his ground and made a good play and dropped the running back for a 2-yard loss.
So nice job on the pitch covers there, because the option can be tough sometimes on defense. Same formation, four receivers, two right, two left. Nixon is shotgun, 2nd and 12. This time he'll run a dive up the middle. Oh, two missed tackles. Finally, the third tackle made, I believe it was by
Oliver Fifield.
Fifield. So Fifield with the tackle. But a pickup of about 5 brings up 3rd and a long 7.
Caleb Noon and also Alex Wilson came across, kind of slowed Derek Joyner down enough to give Fifield a chance to get to him. Those guys kind of saved a big play, but give, you know, Joyner credit. He made something out of nothing.
Looked kind of like the Wake Forest type of play where they kind of delay that end off.
Mm-hmm.
Two split right, two left. This time the back's beside Nixon. Man underneath in motion, runs a jet sweep, and he's going to get picked out of there by Fifield. He snips that out. That'll be a big loss of about 6 yards.
That's a back-to-back plays by Fifield. He's just a sophomore. Nice-looking outside linebacker. He's played two good big plays, made two big plays here. And, you know, what I haven't seen Kenny that I thought we were going to see. I thought we were going to see a lot of running up between the tackles here by Harford County early. But, you know, we had the 8:57 mark in this first quarter, and they've only run it a couple of times here.
So we're on fourth and about 15 at the 40 of the Redskins. Harford County going to stay in this spread. Four receivers split out. Got to keep them under. It's fourth down. Little swing route out to the right, and that's going to go over his head, incomplete. The intended receiver was number 11, Derek Joyner, and that goes turnover to the Redskins on down. So, again, like I told you earlier, Gaddis, we spoke, the Redskins' defense comes out and does the job in the first quarter.
They looked really well. Had that play well defended. Of course, the pass was a little bit overthrown, but, you know, they had people in place, and they just didn't have any way to get to it, and nice job of the defense here from Manny. Let's see if they can get something out of the offense here as they begin on the own 40.
So with no score, 8:36 to go, first quarter, Redskins get their first possession here on their own 40. Finn Schultz in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun, got one man split left. Going to turn, hands it off to Jaheim Banks, and Jaheim almost lost that handoff, but he collected it back, and he'll still pick up about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, making the stop for Herford County is going to be Xavier Lassiter Reed, the senior, 6'5", 265 tackle. And inside. But I really like the running that time of Jaheim Banks. He got a pretty good head of steam, Kenny. And had he not bobbled that ball, might have got a little more yardage.
Yep. Jaheim just got to not tiptoe. He's got to hit the hole hard. And he, when he does that, they usually get yardage. Third and seven, ball at the 43. Banks, again, off the right side, has got a little more running room. He bowls over two or three guys, and he's going to be real close to a first down. And I think they'll give it to him right at midfield.
Yeah, that's that head of steam we were just talking about. Man, he got rolling pretty good. And you look at Banks, 5'7", 225. He brings a lube when he and impacts a punch, and he goes up inside, so enough to move the sticks on the first down.
This is what Manio's got to do. Don't be fancy. Eat up a lot of clock. Key to them, to the game, most of the time, is use as much clock. Time of possession is big for them. Break the huddle. This time they come out in a two-set back with Schultz. Got one man split to the left. Oh, tough handoff there. Schultz just did catch that snap. So it was a little bit to his left. He had to kind of collect it. He was fortunate to get that back, and they'll lose a yard. Ball be right on the 50. It'd be second and 11.
And he kept that from being real disastrous.
Yeah.
That shows he could have easily
could have been
lost.
A drop and gone the other way.
Amen. He was able to lose only just a yard on the play and get the ball back to the 50-yard line from any of you.
So good hands by Finn there to keep from that turning into a six the other direction.
6:53 and counting to go in his first quarter. No score here, Harford County.
Ball right at midfield, second and 11. Banks off the left side. He's got some running room. He'll carry a couple of guys into Harford County territory at about the 41. It's going to bring up a third and about a three.
Jalen Bernero on the stop here for Harford County. I like what they're doing, Kenny. Nothing fancy. Just line it up, come straight ahead. And, you know, this way you control the football a little bit.
And the clock.
And clock. You can. That's what you want to do for Coach Charity. You want to shorten this game up the best you can. And hold on to football and keep it out of their hands.
And you got
to
have third and threes. You can't have third and eight, third and nine. So that's what we're in, about a third and a long three here. Schultz waiting on the snap. One man split right. It's on the ground again. But Jaheim picks it up.
He drops the snap.
The Banks
picks it up.
Banks, Jaheim Banks picks it up, and he'll get the first down.
He ends up getting 8 yards out of it. And I think the fumble kind of threw her.
Yeah, they kind of delayed it. And Banks grabbed it and took advantage of it, and he takes it down through the 35-yard line. First and 10, Manio.
Banks has got 27 yards in his four carries here in this first quarter.
So at 5:45 mark, 0-0 here at Harford County, but the Redskins on the move at the Harford County 35. First and 10. Got to get that snap thing going straight, though. I don't know where it's It's a little low is what's happening. Penn's going to have to keep that one. Another low snap. Not sure who's snapping the ball tonight, whether we have a different center or not. Let's try to find out who is approaching the ball as a center tonight, because we haven't had that kind of problem all year with the shotgun snap.
Well, with Harmon, the outside linebacker, making the stop that time on Schultz, he kind of got a slow start going to that left side. And man, I tell you, Harmon came back quickly. Kenny, he got that from that outside linebacker spot real quickly.
Second and 12 for the Redskins at the 37-yard line of the Bears. Stay in the shotgun. Got to get his snap right. It's still low. Schultz has to go down again. We might want to get under center.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be my suggestion. I've said it all year. I think we move the ball better when we do go under center, because right now we're just flirting with disaster with this low snap every time.
All of a sudden, Redskins going the wrong way here. Loss of four on the play brings up third, but by 16.
Yep. Ball now at the 41-yard line of the Bears. It is four down territory for the Redskins, because I don't even know who's going to do the punting tonight. Landon Sawyer also does the quarterback job, also does the punting. So I got to believe this is four down territory no matter what. Schultz in the shotgun. One man split to the right. And we got a – haven't seen the flag, but it looks like a delay. Oh, no. I
think they got too many. Illegal substitution.
Well, they got too many people.
Yeah.
So fortunate there, you'll get a
flag of the Bears as soon as you get on the field.
Pick up about five on that with the penalty. Should bring up third and, yes, it's third and 10.
5 yard penalty.
So you're back to the original line of scrimmage when you started it.
That's the 35, third and 10 Redskins. Good snap this time. He's going to run the option, and Schultz is going to keep it. Perfect County had that covered too.
Yeah, Carlos Morta, the near side defensive end, just stood his ground and Schultz ran right into his arms. The thing I'm seeing with this Perfect County defense, they've got really good quickness, but you know, in between the tackles is where the money has come for Manio in this first series. But when they've tried to get outside, when they've really gotten into trouble. And, of course, a lot of that is due to some of the bad snaps they've had.
Yeah, this snap problem is where what's called this 4th and 10. So we're 4th and 10 now for the Redskins at the Bears 35. Schultz waiting on the snap. Good snap this time. He's going to keep it himself. Oh, that was a face mask. We'll get fortunate there. Could be a 15-yard pickup on the face mask. They might have missed it in the game last night with the Vikings and the Rams, but they didn't miss it here tonight.
Whitehead guy right in the very back got that one. Let's see what it's going to be here.
Personal foul, 15-yarder.
Yeah.
That should be far enough for the first down. Not, it's going to be close.
Second penalty tonight against Hartford County.
Actually going to be fourth and...
Oh, it looks like they're going to move the sticks and give them first down here.
Yeah, I didn't know it was automatic in high school, did you?
I did not.
Maybe tonight it is.
That's the thing. You know, you can watch.
Yeah, you watch three
Friday,
different levels of
Friday,
football.
Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, man. All different.
You can really get pumped.
Three minutes remaining here in the first quarter, and the Redskins at the 26-yard line of the Bears. Schultz waiting on the snap. Another low one. He'll give it to Banks off the left side. Got a little running room. He'll pick up a good 5-6 yards on that chunk play.
Was a nice hole off that left
side. Yes, it was.
And get those guys working on that left side. It looks like the guys working on that left side on that offensive line of Gavin Booth. And also, well, I don't see the other guy's number now, but turn his back on. But this guy's a nice hole for Banks, who's had a really good first period.
That'll be a pickup of five, bring up second and five at the 21. So the Redskins knocking on the door of the red zone here with 2:15 remaining first quarter, and they have done what they needed to do, eating up some time here.
No score here from Mahosky as we play the final 2:09
in
the quarter.
He's going to give it to Fifield on the dive, and he'll barely get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard at the most.
That's the first time we've seen him run the football tonight. Let's say Fifield.
Let's bring up a third and long, or third and five here for the Redskins.
Okay,
ball spotted at the 21.
This has been the 12th play on this drive. It started back on their own 40. The Redskins trying to break this scoreless tie that we have here in this quarter.
Need a good snap here, and it is. This time it's off to Jaheim again. He's going to take that one to the house for a touchdown. That's a 21-yard dash off that same hole, Gattis, that we were talking about earlier. And he'll take that one in the end zone. First time the Redskins, I think, it scored first in a while.
Man, they find a honey hole against that right side of the Hertford County defense.
Yes,
those guys
they
on
did.
The left side of the offensive line doing a good job. I could have driven my car through that hole, man, if it's a huge hole off that left side. Well, I like the way Banks runs, man. He has got, isn't that drive alone, Kenny? He had 53 yards on six carries.
I've been giving him a little bit of a hard time the last couple weeks because he's been tiptoeing. But there's no tiptoeing through the hole tonight.
60 yards on 12 plays.
At the 123 mark. So the two-point conversion coming up. This time Banks will get it again. But he's got to power through to get to that one. He didn't quite get there, so it'll hold it 6-0.
Well, a good start for many of you here on the road, Kenny. That's what they needed, some confidence early in this game. And, you know, you come in there with your first series with a different quarterback and those 60 yards in 12 plays. That's a huge confidence build.
We're going to take a one-minute timeout here, and you are listening to AM 1530 and 103.3, The Score.
Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at wancheesemarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. WancheesMarina.com.
You haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? Well, you have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched-up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine-in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64 in Manio, 252-473-6888.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3.
Kick off to the Bears. The ball goes to the 25. And they're taking it up the middle. And again, the Bears are going to have great field position right at midfield at the 50.
Derek Joyner on the return from his own 35 to the Manio. Looks like it's going to be the 49-yard line. Coming up making the stop for Manio. Well, I don't have that guy's number. I have number 3. I believe it's the guy who made the stop for him. Manny Ohm don't have that guy on the roster.
I don't have a 3.
Yeah, it must have been someone else. So
the Bears will take over at the Redskin 49. Redskins leading 6-0 here. 1:18 remaining first quarter. Bears are going to come out with 2 split to the right, 1 left. A little more of a power look in the backfield this time. They're going to take it right off the left side. And I think the Bears have decided, hey, this throwing thing's probably not the wise choice.
That's the first time we've seen that Aiden Everett carry it tonight. And he had a nice move on that left side. I'm like you, Kenny. It looks like they've changed their strategy the way they're going to attack this man.
Yeah, they put extra back in the backfield. It's like they're going more with a power. So they'll pick up 10 on the play, bring up a first and 10 at the 39. Same formation for the Bears. This time they will throw. Got a little underneath hitch route out there. On the Redskins side, he breaks 3 tackles, and he's going to take that to the
house. That's Jim Williams, their best player. When you get in, those guys, type of kids, and you get the ball in his hands, he makes things happen. And kind of arm tackling a little bit that time, and he had the strength to get away from it. And once he gets away from it, there's nobody out here that's going to catch him. They go in from 39 yards out. All of a sudden, Hertford County's right back in it.
So that's a 39-yard pass play. For the Bears, and it was tied at 6 at the 42nd mark here in the first quarter. So they didn't take long coming back at the Redskins on that one.
49 yards and 2 plays.
They're going to line up and kick the extra point here, something I haven't seen much this year. Ball's back, it's up, and it looks good from this point. Nope, no good, wide left. And again, we'll take a – we'll hold right here. We got 40 seconds remaining first quarter, and then we'll take a timeout at the end of the quarter.
Big day tomorrow, volleyball at Manio. Third round of the 2A playoffs. And what a match it is. You know, the Edenton, the number 11 seed, and Manio, the number 3 seed. The two teams split their 2 matches this year. Each one won it the other's place.
But a 1 o'clock match tomorrow, $7 to get in for a chance to get to the Elite Eight.
And Gaddis, I've been refereeing volleyball all season. I can tell you Manio has done nothing but get better each week. Coach Sikowski, she's really had that thing going, and these girls are starting to get confident each week. Now, this one coming up, like you said, they've split early in the season, so Eden is on a roll, so is Manio. This should be interesting. I'm definitely be there tomorrow. And thank goodness I don't have to referee that one.
Yeah, I can understand.
I had their last two playoff games, and what a great job they did knocking out Northwood and North Lenore yesterday. So the Bears set to kick off. 40 seconds remaining first quarter. We got a tie score 6-6 here at Hertford County. Deep kick to the Redskins. He better go get that one. I hope it goes in the end zone, and it does. And it'll be a touchback in the Redskins to take over on their own 20.
Not a real good hop for Zay Williams back around the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that one didn't work out. It was a good kick for the Bears. Yeah, you're right. It didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those Sunday school hops. It was one of those that kind of hit and bounced over his head. And like I said, fortunately, had enough momentum where he got in the end zone.
So we'll see if the Redskins can top what they did last time. Last time, I put it together a 65-yard drive and put it in the end zone. And this time, they'll be 80 yards away. So, again, 36 seconds remaining, first quarter, tied 6-6 here at Hertford County.
Kenny, you're talking about volleyball. It's a good volleyball league.
You ain't kidding.
These teams, you know, you got Cam, you got Eaton.
I've seen a lot of it.
And Manny is certainly well tested coming into the playoffs and showing here.
Schultz runs a quick pitch to Banks off the left side. He's got big running room. Boy, I've not seen him run this fast all year. He'll carry it all the way around the left side over there on the pitch. And he'll take it all the way to about the 42, 43-yard line of the Redskins.
Once again, that honey hole off the left side has been good to Banks and company here. And he has had a really big first quarter. And that run is for, let's see what he marked it, knocked him up at the 44-yard line.
24 yards. Yeah, so he's getting close to
77 yards and seven carries here.
The first and 10 for the Redskins at their own 44-yard line. And that's something I haven't seen much out of us this year. And I think you'll see the quarter end here. They're going to run the clock out, stay in the huddle. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout here. You're listening to AM 1530 and 103.3, The Score.
With over three decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an personal and far away dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Hertford County. Live here back at Hertford County, Kenny Meekins and Gaddis Hodges here bringing you this contest tonight. And I think the Bears on senior night are a little surprised right now, Gaddis.
Yeah, I think so as well. And, man, you got to give it to this Manio offensive team. We kind of challenged them, Kenny, in our pregame, and they've kind of lived up to the billing here. And keeping this Hertford County offense off the field by playing good offense themselves, and you kind of look at the numbers here in the first half. I said Banks had 77 yards on seven carries. You know, we had some minus yardage as well, but Manio with 69 yards in that quarter, Hertford County with 61 yards in that quarter.
So we're head-to-head, 6-6 here, starting this second quarter. Redskins take over first and 10 at their own 44 after the big run by Banks. This time he'll have Banks and Fifield in the backfield. Banks again off the right side. This time he'll get a hard 2 yards, but there's a flag comes in behind that play, and I got a feeling it's going to be holding.
Yeah, it kind of came in that vicinity, and let's see what the head official is going to indicate here. I think you're exactly right, and you are.
We'll be holding on the Redskins. That'll back them up 10 yards and bring up a first and 20. So Redskins can ill avoid those type of penalties because this offense is not built on first and 20s and second and 20s. They have to have the chains, have to be in front of the chains to make things happen for this offense.
Second penalty of the night on the Redskins for 15 yards. County's been flagged twice for 20 yards as well.
Now the Redskins should be first and 20 at their own 34. Schultz waiting on the snap in the shotgun. And we're not sure who's going to get the penalty for this one. Looks like five more on the offense for procedure.
Well, it's on one of the 32s. That's the two guys that jump, and unfortunately it's going to be against Mania.
Yeah, that was David Fisher who jumped a little bit there. And so it's going to be first and 25.
That's going to be first down and 25 to go.
Jack is all of a sudden, the Redskins is all of a sudden going the wrong way here.
So the Redskins on second and 25. Didn't want a man out to the right. High snap. Hands off to Jaheim Banks. Jaheim must have heard me on the radio last week because I told him he'd been tiptoeing a little bit. Yeah. There's no tiptoeing in him tonight.
I'm waiting for him to turn around and point at you.
He's been listening to our replay on Saturday morning, I think, but that's what he had been doing. He had been kind of doing, the shuffle going up in there, but tonight it's all head, boom, go. And I'll give it to him. He has tremendous strides there on what he's doing. Second and 10.
That time they went to the right side of the line. Behind that offensive line on the right side. And when you look at that left side of that defense for Herbert County, they've got, big Alastair Reed, big defense in 6'5", 265.
Second and 18 this time. Couldn't get the handoff, but Ben Schultz keeps it himself, and he found an opening.
They did. And man, made a heck of a run. They got about 10 yards out of it. Man, they're going to have a manageable third down coming up here, Kenny.
Hey, a manageable third down after being first and 25. You're at third and long seven, but ball is now at the 48 of the Redskins. We're at 10 minutes here left in the first half. High score 6-6.
We're making third down at 7.
Manny opened, Herbert County opened up and turned it over on downs. Redskins took it and scored, and Herbert County took it and scored. And that's where we stand right now. Third and a long seven. Banks will try to get out the side, cuts it back inside, and he'll find no room for that one. It'll bring up fourth and about five.
He made a nice move.
He did.
For his day. And he ended up picking up about 3 yards on the play and instead of getting dropped at the line of scrimmage. So nice job that time of Banks not to get dropped in the backfield and get some positive yards out of it. But looks like Danny is going to bring the punt unit on.
Yeah, I'm interested in who's doing the punting tonight. It looks like 71. That's going to be... So the Redskins set the punt, and that is David Hoppe doing the punting. They run the fake.
And he got the first down.
And he sure did. So they caught the Bears sleeping there on that play, and that's
a great call. I love that call.
That is a great call.
I mean, you're 1-7 on the year. You haven't won a conference game. You're playing next to your last game of the year. Why not?
Give it to Jaheim and let him go with it. Here at midfield,
yeah. Absolutely. You need about 12 yards out of it.
Big pickup there for the Redskins on the fake punt. They're now at the 41 of the Bears. 8:38 remaining in the first half. And we're in a 6-6 game. And I think these Bears fans are a little surprised.
Yeah, it's kind of quiet here right now. And
Schultz turns, gives that one to Jameer Burton Bailey, and he'll only get back to about the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard at the most.
That's his first carry on the night, giving Banks a little bit of a breather here.
So in comes Gibbs. He brings the play in. Fifield checks out. Zay Williams also checks in. Brings the play in to Schultz.
Second down and 10.
Redskins on a second and 10. No gain on the play. Ball at the 41 of the Bears. Zay splits out to the right. Finn in the shotgun. Uh-oh. There's a bad snap again. Schultz got nowhere to go. Hey, breaks away, and he's going to the left side in front of the Bears bench, and he's going to get all the way past the 30 to the 29 for a first down.
Wow.
On a busted play.
And he just, you know, once again, I think that defense got too deep, kind of overran him a little bit. But, man, he had great conscience, field conscience. Kenneth just kind of spun around, got in the near side, nobody was home. And he runs enough for the first time. Terrific.
That went from about a 10-yard loss to a 25-yard game or 20-yard gain.
That's a terrific run that time by Schultz.
So first and 10 now at the Bears 30. Redskins got away with one there.
Banks back in the lineup now.
Now we got a different quarterback in. Oh, another fumble. These bad snaps. We're trying to run without catching it first. Trying to think who is wearing number 3 right now.
Yeah, I don't have him on.
They had some problems with the uniforms. I'm trying to remember who this is. But
Schultz coming back in.
Now they're going to lose 2 yards on the play. Second down
at 12. So a loss of 2 on the play, second and 12.
6:24 to go in the half. No. A 6-6 tie here in Herbert County, but Manny on the move.
Schultz back in at quarterback. This time gives it to Banks, and we got movement. So procedure. So the Redskins keep shooting themselves in the foot between fumbles and procedure penalties. Now it's going to bring up a second and at least 17.
This drive started after the Hereford County touchdown back on their own 20.
Yep.
Another
time killer, Doug.
And they've had this entire quarter, they've had the football. We're just about halfway point of this quarter.
Yep, 5:50 remaining here in the second quarter. This is going to send a man out to the right. Oh, I know who that is. Gives the ball off to Banks off the right side. They'll pick up a little bit they lost a while ago. Kai McGilberry is number 3.
Kentarion Vaughn on the start, the defensive tackle, the junior.
I forget that Kai wears 24 to whom and number 3 on the road. So
I got you.
Kai McGilberry is the backup quarterback to Schultz.
Banks now over 100 yards in this first half. 11 carries for 103 yards.
Third and a long 14 here for the Redskins. So they're behind the chains now, but we're in 4-down territory here. It's another ball on the ground on the snap, and Schultz is going to get killed back there for another 5-6 yard loss. I don't know at what point do you decide to go under center here and solve this problem.
Andrew Muhammad, along with help from Jamarian Harrell on the stop for Hereford County.
That has to be at least 8 botched fumbles so far.
It has. Unfortunately, they haven't lost any of them.
Yep. It's fourth and it's like close to 19.
Like the line to make for the first down is right on the 20-yard line.
Yep. So fourth and 19 ball at the 39.
And Hereford County is really starting to cry at the line of scrimmage here.
Surprised Manio hasn't used a timeout here. I think that's what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a 1-minute timeout here. You're listening to AM 1530, 103.3, The Score.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Manio office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. at Island Insurance. It's quality, not quantity.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Redskins back to punt. Nice kick there if it will stay in bounds. And got to down it.
Oh, man, I thought it was going to come back.
They could have down that on the one. Would have been nice.
But it took sort of a Herfey Canyon bank for him, and it got in the end zone. If it had gone a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, it really been a nice job of the punter from Manio to pin Herfey Canyon D. But, Kenny, you look at this first half and the plays that Manio has run. They've run 21 offensive plays. Herfey Canyon's run only 8 offensive plays.
How about that for a time of possession?
Yeah.
But the Bears score quickly, and that's what the Redskins have got to worry about here. Second quarter tied 6-6, 4:06 remaining in the first half. Bears take over first and 10 on their own 20. This is where the Redskins got to try to make something happen defensively. Nixon from the shotgun is going to roll left, looks to the side of the Redskins side. Oh, ball is dropped over there at about the 28-yard line, incomplete. Almost bounced into the hands of the Redskin defender.
You know, Nixon is 2-for-6 tonight, 45 yards of the touchdown, but his receivers haven't helped him a lot.
That's two big drops there.
And wide open, they drop him, which is certainly a big help for the Redskins.
So the clock will stop at 3:59 here in the first half. Bears facing a 2nd and 10 from their 20. Big defensive play here for the Redskins. Straight dive. Oh, one tackle missed. Second tackle, I believe, is.
Looked like it was Fifield again with
I think that is Fifield with the tackle.
He's had a pretty good night tonight.
He creates a lot of problems.
Really,
he and Alex Smith are usually right in the mix of a lot of things, along with Colin. Oh, excuse me, Caleb Noon. So 3rd and 7, short 8 here for the Bears. Should be 3rd and 8. Big play coming up for this Redskin defense here at the 3:20 mark. They're going to send 3 receivers, trips out here to the right, 2 split left. So he's got 5 wideouts here. A little slant route underneath, and the official helps with the tackle, but not before the Bears pick up a 1st down on the slant.
That was Fifield again with the initial hit, but he couldn't stop the receiver. Williams coming across. He had enough momentum, Kenny, to fall forward and get the 1st down.
So it'll be 1st and 10 at the 31, just enough for the 1st down at the 2:55 mark. Clock running. Bears will look to air it out at this point.
You know, Nixon's working from an empty set for the 2nd consecutive time. Are you concerned about him running the football? He hadn't shown it that he'd run it, but he gets you spread out like this. Might be the middle of the field open.
Oh, that was a good chance to come up and really make a big hit.
The pass is complete.
So the pass is complete at the 35. Pickup of about 3 or 4. That tackle, I believe, was made
David Fisher.
David Fisher on it. And he was right there at that. So pickup of 4 being a 2nd and 6 ball at the 35 of the Bears. Clock now at the 2:10 mark. Of the 2nd quarter.
That's what you need to do is keep them in front of these short slants.
Just tackle. You got to tackle at this point.
Absolutely.
It's all about open field tackling. They're going to stay with the 5 receivers, 3 to the left, 2 right. Nixon in the shotgun. Looks left, looks right. He's going deep down the sideline, and he's got a man at the 30, the 20, the 15, 10, and he's in the end zone. No flags on the play. He just outran the defender over here for the Redskins.
That was Jackson Davis on the reception for the 70-yard touchdown pass, I believe it was. And it's going to hit Herfey County in front now, 12-6 with 1:47 to go in the half.
About a 70-yard touchdown pass.
Yep, so that will put the Bears up at 12-6, 1:47 remaining here in the first half.
Kenny, it came to fruition what you said. They're a big play team, and they answer quickly, and that's not what you need here had you played such a good first half.
So the Bears will line up for the extra point, and this time they'll go for 2 to try to get it to 14. Excuse me. They'll send two receivers right, two to the left. Nixon in the shotgun. Looks left, got the slant route, and he'll hit it for the two-point conversion. And they'll go up 14-6. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout here with the Bears leading 14-6. You're listening to AM 1530, the 103.3, the score.
You haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? You have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched-up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine-in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64 in Manio, 252-473-6880.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at obpcinfo.com.
Manio High School Football. Exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
And the Redskins received the kickoff from the Bears at the 22. And that was Jameer Burton Bailey, and he'll carry it up to about the 35-yard line. Bring up first and 10 Redskins, 1:39 remaining here in the first half.
You know, Bailey scared me a little bit. I didn't think he'd come up and catch it.
He's having trouble
getting it. He did a pretty good job getting it up to the 35-yard line.
So to bring up first and 10 for the Redskins, they just need to try to take this 14-6 deficit to the house. We're not a big play offense, so it'd be very difficult to score here from the 35.
Many is going to get the ball to start the second half.
Correct. Need to hold the football here. They'll give it who they've given it to most of the evening. That'll be Banks off the right side. See if the Bears want to use some timeouts here. They've got all three of theirs, but they're going to let it run, I believe.
Well, give him a yard on the play. It'll bring up second and 9 from 36. We're on 36 for Manio.
The Redskins eat up as much time as they can here. Kind of surprised the Bears didn't use their timeouts here. What do you think,
guys? I am as well. You know, especially when you've got them.
The ball's been on the ground quite a bit. Second and 9 Redskins, and Banks off the right side, but he'll cut back left. He finds a little running room. He'll pick up about 2 yards on the play, bring up a 3rd and 7.
Well, Banks got pretty good feet, man. He can move pretty good. Yeah, he can.
It's going to be at the 42nd mark here. Again, Bears not using the timeout. Kind of surprised. I don't want to say that too loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They might hear me.
Yep.
So 3rd and 7, looks like both teams are kind of happy letting this thing run out, get to halftime, and regroup.
Everybody in the box for Hertford County.
Oh, yeah, they're all coming. Schultz looking to roll to his right. Wanted to pass. Oh, this could not turn out very good.
Almost did, however, but the ball's dropped. They had a good job, and that
surprised there wasn't some interference.
Yeah.
Only problem with that is the clock stops at 7.6 seconds here on the incompletion, and the Redskins facing a 4th and 7.
That's the first pass attempt tonight for the Redskins.
So Coach Charity has a big decision here, decides to go for it or punt it away, and
he's called a timeout to talk about.
He's called a timeout and discuss it, yeah. So we'll stay right here with 7 seconds remaining.
A lot of games going on in high school football here in northeastern North Carolina. We mentioned the conference games, evening at Camden, Currituck at Northeastern, Bascom, First Flight by Gates County. They're on the road at Tarboro tonight. That's a tough task for Matt Biggs' group, who's 6-2 on the year. Bertie's at Washington County. Washington County and Bertie both kind of going the opposite direction, both 2-6 on the year. Bertie, by the way, has lost 4 in a row. Weldon is at Kipp, North Edgecombe at Northampton. Northwest Halifax 1-7 at Warren County 6-2. Ron Rapids started year 5-0. They're 5-3 down there hosting Bunn. He's 1-7 on the season board. Bunn's program is really taking a dive, especially since David Highwood left. He's a great coach there. And that's some of the games going on in northeastern North Carolina. We'll try to have some of the scores from you here at halftime.
and a big game going on in the major leagues tonight.
Yeah, big World Series game. And, man, you talk about the Dodgers and the Yankees, two storied teams in the MLB, the 12th time they have played in the Fall Classic. And the Yankees have won 8 of the previous 11. But
yep.
The last one was won by the Dodgers back in 1981.
The Coach Charity here on 4th and 7 with 7 seconds remaining has decided to punt this one away, we think. You know, he pulled the fake earlier. I don't think he'll fool them again. Hoppy back to do the punting duties, and he'll barely get it away.
And he got a foot into it.
Got a foot, rolls down to the 25. Murphy County will take it there. He's going to crawl down that sideline on the Redskins. That should run out the clock.
Yeah, pretty good lick on the far sideline was Alex Wilson. Boy, he laid the wood to a young man who was returning the football, and that was Jamarian Harrell. And boy, I tell you, a big lick on that far sideline. But a good first half here for the Redskins.
So we're at halftime with the Harper County Bears leading the Manio Redskins 14-6. And we're going to take a 3-minute timeout here and turn it back in. You're listening to AM 1530, 103.3, The Score.
Back at halftime, the Hertford County Bears and your Manio Redskins. Taking a look at other games going on tonight. First Flight is home with Pascotank. Edenton's at Camden. Currituck at Northeastern. And Kenny will have scores on these games coming up here at the half. Also want to mention coming up this week and tomorrow, the Lady Redskins in volleyball are hosting the Edenton Aces in the third round of the 2A state playoffs, and that'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Manio High School. Both of these teams coming into tomorrow's game 12-2, so they're all matched up evenly overall. And Manio won at home. Unfortunately, Edenton won when they played in Edenton. So should be a great game. Lady Redskins are on a roll in the third round of the state playoffs tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock here at Manio High School. Also tomorrow, the Women's Tennis Individual Championships will be held, and cross-country travels in the East Regionals, the 2A Eastern Regionals, tomorrow. On Monday, Women's Tennis, the third round of the 2A playoffs, get underway. And on Wednesday, the men's soccer team will be traveling up to Camden in a soccer match. Also, the World Series starting tonight. And it's what you might call an east-west game as the Dodgers in L.A. taking on the New York Yankees in the first round of the World Series, first game of the World Series. And being the baseball follower that Kenny is, I'm sure he'll have scores on that game, which is getting underway just about right now. Your ACC action coming up tomorrow afternoon. And looking at the ACC, it's going to be Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. North Carolina's at Virginia. Wake Forest is at Stanford. Also, Oregon State and California. Can't get too used to those teams being in the ACC. And they have an afternoon matchup. Also, Florida State's at Miami tomorrow night. And SMU is at Duke at 8 o'clock. Don't forget World Series going on. Kenny will have scores on that, and also scores around the conference and the Northeastern Coastal Conference football action here tonight. After this 2-minute timeout, Gaddis and Kenny will be back in Hertford County. You're listening to Manio Redskin Football on AM 1530 and FM 103.3. The Score.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at obpcinfo.com.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Mateo office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
Haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? Well, you have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine-in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64, Manio, 252-473-6888.
The Outer Banks area's trusted tree experts is Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. They're ISA-certified arborists specialized in all things trees. Don't forget, ALTS is still the preferred choice for tree pruning and removal, lot clearing, stump grinding, and view enhancement. For more information on the services provided, find them online at albemarlelandscapes.com or give them a call at 256-1883.
Hi, my name's Chase Patterson with Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call us today at 256-1883.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Live back here at Ahoskie, North Carolina with Hertford County Bears and the Manio Redskins. Halftime score, Hertford County 14, Redskins 6. Kenny Meekins and Gaddis Hodges. Gaddis, got to believe the Redskins can't be disappointed here at halftime with their performance in that.
Absolutely not. And, man, they rode the hard running here by Banks, Jaheim Banks, who had 106 yards on 13 carries and a big touchdown run of 21 yards to get Manny on the board early in this ball game. But they have done a nice job. You know, Schultz has done a pretty good job managing this game.
And managing the offensive quarterback, who's never I've never seen him run quarterback, so it's been someone else all year. And he, all of a sudden, he had to take the reins, and I had to give it to Coach Cherry and his group for getting them prepared to be able to come out here and pull this off and be in a 14-6 ball game here at halftime.
And the thing that's really hurt them was defensively, they haven't had to play a lot of defense in this first half because Manio's had the ball so much in this first half. But the big play thing that you called back, Nixon's had two big pass plays, one for 39, one for 70 yards. And that's the difference here at 14-6 at the half. And, you know, Manio's going to get the ball in the second half, start the second half, and come out and do the same thing. And you never know. You never know what will happen here.
It's all about adjustments at halftime. You know, I used to talk about it all the time when I was coaching football. Your best football coaches are who makes the adjustments at halftime. They come out second half. We come out second half. Somebody's got to offset what's going on, and I got a feeling they might try to find a way to key in on Banks, and then we're going to find another way of running the offense. But I don't think Coach Cherry is going to change what they're doing at this point. Trying to get through this game injury-free. And, you know, if you're close at the end, that's great. If you're not, you go into Camden next week healthy and try to get a victory in down.
Well, I don't know if what Hertford County will do defensively because they kind of made that change in the last series. They got everybody in the box. All 11 guys in the box. Just Darren Manning over throwing the football.
And you can't blame them. They know we're not going to, I mean.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at the total yardage here in the first half, Manning rushed it 22 times for 119 yards. He attempted only one pass, but they had 119 yards. Total offense. Hertford County, on the other hand, had just four rushes for 18 yards, but Nixon threw for 125 yards and five of nine passes.
Two pass plays, really.
That's right, yeah.
But it's, again, 14-6, and the Redskins have got to be pleased with where they're at. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout here, and we'll be back. You're live with Redskin football, AM 1530, 103.3 The Score.
Field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't
ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. And girls getting down on the farm. Well, you can come as you are. There ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score. Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Live here back at Hertford County High School, Bears leading 14-6, if you've just checked back in with us. Getting ready to start the second half. And the positive to this, Gaddis, is that the Redskins will get first possession here in the second half.
And let's hope they can copy what they did in the first half and take it down and score in the first offensive possession. Kenny got a good couple passes, a couple scores to pass on to you here from the Northeastern Coastal Conference, Northeastern. And that battle with Currituck, first place in the Northeastern Coastal Conference. The Eagles lead it 12-3 over Currituck. Pasquotank, pair 9 at first flight. First flight got a 7-6 lead in the second quarter against Pasquotank. No score from the Edenton-Camden game.
Yeah, I kind of the Pasquotank first flight doesn't surprise me. First flight has played pretty good defense, kind of like Manio most of the year. Just been a little bit anemic on offense, but they've and Pasquotank is not going to run you out of the park. They only beat us 12-6 at their place, and I thought we played pretty well that night. We just couldn't get a whole lot of offense going on, and we had the last possession and almost scored at the buzzer, but as it turned out, we lost at Pasquotank 12-6. But give it to the Redskins. The team has gotten smaller all year with numbers, but they've gotten better. So at this point, I'm real pleased with what we've seen the last couple of weeks. Even against Northeastern, it wasn't a blowout out of the gate. It took them a while to take us down in the middle of the second quarter when things got ugly, but they kind of battled.
You know, I was doing some research on this game and going back to Max Preps. This is the only fourth time that Hertford County and Manio, or fifth time, Hertford County and Manio have played football against each other.
Really?
Looking back to what I could see on Max Prep, that goes all the way back to 2004, and then they played 21, 22, and 23, and of course this season. So I would have thought they played a few more times.
Well, they bounced in and out of conferences apart, and Manio went 1A and made their way back in. So, yeah, that's probably what and we talked about realignment earlier. It's kind of interesting to see what's going to take place next year as far as realignment goes with eight classifications.
You know, and we've seen eight classification in the playoffs in football before.
Yeah.
Now you're going to do it basketball, you're going to do it tennis, you're going to they got to have some venues to play these championships at.
Yeah,
you know?
And I read something this week, and they were talking about that, where how it was going to affect the venues as far as that goes and trying to find places to play. And you know, they were talking about Volleyball Rentals Coliseum can probably handle it for 2 days. But a lot of these other sports will be difficult.
They will.
It's going to be hard to handle.
You've been up and worked some of these championships in baseball. You know what it's like and trying to get these venues.
Which in football they used to do it because they had the eight.
Right.
You know, so that will work, I think, in three sites with Wake Forest, Carolina, and NC State. So that usually works. And but when you get into those other sports, baseball, basketball, man, you talk.
Yeah.
It gets difficult to try to get those games, especially in looking at baseball, you're talking the best of three series. You
that's
know,
right.
Eight games.
That's right.
Eight teams, I mean, that's going to be difficult. But anyway, they'll figure it out. That's what they get paid the big bucks for up there in Chapel.
And people say, you know, well, you can play at East Carolina. Campbell's got a nice place. App, you know, the different places.
Regionals in the way,
yeah, absolutely. But here's one of the problems that a lot of people don't realize, and you can attest to this. When we have so many state championships going on, it stretches that North Carolina High School Athletic Association staff out.
It sure does.
And that's what really is a little bit of a problem as well, that they've got to have enough personnel to work all those different places. And certainly that'll be a factor of where they have this. That's why they try to, I think, have them so close at NC State, North Carolina, and Duke, and those places. But, you know, Charlotte is trying their best to climb in the middle of this and try to get some of these championships. And I think eventually it's going to head out that way.
That football program is brilliant.
Yeah, it has.
It's unbelievable.
And so, you know, you'll see if you know, you got great football, high school football there in that area. So, you know, who knows what it might end up to. But let's get real quick before they start the second half. Volleyball tomorrow at Emanio, Edenton and Manio. I think Manio is 24, Edenton's 21-3. Both teams have beaten each other this season on the other's volleyball floor. You've seen these two teams play, Kenny. This is a real shootout.
It could go either way. I'm just glad, you know, if anybody has the upper hand, maybe Manio being at home. But I can guarantee you, Eden is going to bring a large crowd to that gym tomorrow. There'll be a lot of people in that gym for that volleyball match at 1 p.m. tomorrow, and I plan to be one of them.
And the winner goes on to face either number 7 Princeton or number 2 Midway. And number 2 Midway wins, there'll be the home team in that Elite Eight.
Princeton and Midway rings a bell. That used to be the league I was in when I was at Princeton, so I can remember. And they're 2A now. We used to be 1A when I was there. So we're back here with the open kickoff here, second half, and the Bears set to kick it off, and they'll kick deep to – it'll take another funny hop. You can't sit there and watch it, and he does. It goes out of bounds. You got to make sure that doesn't get picked up by the other team. So it's got to bound, be a penalty, and be a procedure penalty, and the ball will – start on the 35-yard line, so not too bad a starting spot for the Redskins here in this second half.
Yeah, and we see those balls rolling. We've seen enough of it to know those balls can take some funny passes when you're not making much of an assertive effort to go get it.
You know, you ever get amazed in a pro game when the ball goes on the ground, how hard it is for somebody to get on it?
Yeah,
that thing just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It's an odd-shaped ball. I don't know who came up with that, but anyway.
And, you know, we've seen a lot of balls on the ground here tonight due to the bad snaps, and this field is hard like everywhere else is because it hasn't rained.
No,
you can
rain.
See the dust flying. And fortunately, all the bounces have gone Manio's way. Hopefully, they've kind of ironed that out here at halftime. We won't see as much of it here in the second half.
So the Redskins take over 1st and 10 at their own 35. Schultz at the shotgun, turns, hands it off to Banks, and it's on the ground just as we talk about the football, and Herford County is going to recover it. Ball bounces off of Banks and into the line, and there's the first turnover, I believe, of the night, isn't it, Gaddis?
First turnover by the team, and that's unfortunate for Manio here. Not what you needed to do to start this second half.
That's with the Bears leading 14-6 here, just underway, second half. They're going to get a short field at the Redskins 34-yard line, 1st and 10. Herford County on the fumble in this opening series. So, again, Manio has used time of possession as their friend all first half, and now they've just gone out and dropped it over in 5 seconds.
Nixon's going to come with a spread again.
Yep. We'll stay with the two to the right, two left. Actually, 3 spread left, 2 right. Nixon looking to throw out of the gate. He's rolling to his right. There's a flag on the play. He's got good blocking downfield. He's keeping it himself. He's going to take that all the way down for a touchdown. The flag back here at the 37-yard line. Got to believe that one's coming back.
Man, I tell you what, Nixon has great feet, man. He was really quick. And that's the thing I've been concerned about. Him, Kenny, pulling down and run with it.
Yeah.
He's got this five receiver set, and you got your defense spread out, and you got some gaps up in the middle. And but that might not be the last time we see him and run the football.
Kind of Lamar Jackson-esque.
It really was.
So it's going to be a 10-yard penalty holding against the Bears, I'm assuming holding, where it was thrown at.
And Nixon is a sophomore. He's a kid that played wide receiver last year on the JV team.
Yep, so it'll be a holding penalty to drop the Bears back 10 yards at their at the Redskin 44. Bring first and 20. Just underway here, second half. Bears leading 14-6.
Big series for the Manio defense here to try to stay, keep this game just an 8-point differential. And, Manio's only rushing three people, Kenny. They're dropping everybody back except these three guys across the defensive front.
Three split left. He's going to stay with the five wide out. Nixon rolls to his left toward the Redskins sideline. He's got a man deep. And will be caught in bounds down at about the 18.
That's Ramez Williams, the standing wide receiver with a weight grab on the far side. Kind of tight rope work.
That's a great pass, by the way, to Gattis.
Yeah, I'm like
he laid that right on the money.
I like Nixon. He looks really good to me.
He laid that right on the money. I'd give him credit there. That was he just lofted it up, and the receiver ran under it and got 2 feet in. Actually, only has to get one in high school, but he got both in, and they'll pick up the first down at the 16-yard line.
Nixon Smith completed his last three passes. He's up to 6 for 10 on the night with 149 yards throwing the football.
He's going to stay with these five wideouts. This time they sent 3 wide to the right, 2 wide left. Nixon in the shotgun in the backfield by himself. First and 10 at the Redskins 16. He's going to roll right. Redskins got to keep that perimeter. He's going to toss it deep in the end zone, and that's going to be interference. McGilberry never got his back turned. The ball hit him in the back of the head. He had his hands on the receiver.
Yeah, that's automatic when you turn your back. And
he had his hands on him. It was an obvious interference.
Yeah, that's automatic.
So that's going to be probably half the distance to the goal. That should put it somewhere at about the 8. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or the 9, 8 or 9. I think it's going to be, he's giving him the full 15.
Yeah.
I would have thought half the distance, but they're going to put it at the 6. Yeah. Half of 19 is not 6, but anyway. Not in my boat anyway.
Right.
But it's going to be first and goal Bears at the 6-yard line, and you're not going to change that now. 11:07 remaining third quarter. We're just underway, and the Bears knocking on the door after the turnover by the Redskins. This time they'll line up in a power eye type formation. Quarterback goes under center for the first time. And the ball's on the ground. The Redskins, I think, on a recover. Can be real close. Or did he get on it? Bears got back on it. So Nixon, nice job of getting back on that football.
When the guy who was right in there in the middle of it, this guy who's been all over the field tonight, Oliver Fifield again, right
I don't know how the right on it. Didn't get that one. I thought they jumped on that ball.
It looked like it they jumped on it. Evidently, it squirted away from whoever was there to recover.
I think the Bears are going to get away from that formation. They're going back to the 5 wide. They did not like what they were in there. Ball stayed on the 6, a second goal from the 6. Got to watch Nixon running here. Look, it's got the slant over the middle, nobody there. And that's the touchdown.
That's Williams again on the catch for the touchdown. And Kirby County takes advantage of that Manio turnover when they go 44 yards in 4 plays to push the score to 20-6, 10:32 to go in the third.
Yep, so the Bears will line up for the extra point. Try to make this 22. Redskins had nobody in the way of that slant. You got to have somebody, linebacker, somebody's got to be in the slant route. They'll stay with the 5 wide here in the 2-point conversion. Nixon waiting, stays in the, got a man in the deep of the end zone, but this time it will be thrown over his head, incomplete. Nice coverage there by McGilberry this time without interference. So 20-6 here in the third quarter. We're going to take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to AM 1530, 103.3, The Score.
You haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? Well, you have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched-up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine-in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64, Manio, 252-473-6888.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Redskins received the kickoff after the Bears go up 20-6, and it rolls past the receiver and will go to the 20. Where are we at? Yes, 22.
22. I tell you what, Clayton Orr kind of saved the day. He thought Bailey was going to come back and grab him. Bailey kind of hesitated. Orr had to hustle back and jump on it back at the 21-yard line. That was a near disaster time for the Redskins. Man, can this offense get something going here?
We're not aggressive enough coming to get the kickoff. Sometimes they just stand back and wait for it.
Thanks to Hunt Thomas monitoring to the phones back at home. He's passed along that Eaton beats Camden 19-7.
Redskins first and 10, their own 21. Turn the hand off to Banks. Banks finds a little running room off the right side, and he's going to pick up a good 9 or 10.
He may have the first down.
I think he will.
Another big run by Banks.
I like way, you know, they got most of the yards in the first half behind the left side. Now they're starting to find some yardage off that right side of that offensive line.
You know, a lot of people don't remember the guy, but he reminds me a little bit of a Larry Zonka the way he
gets
up in there. Just kind of bowl through people.
Yeah.
Those were the days, huh?
Yeah, you kind of, amen. You know, 5'7", 225, you know, he's low to the ground.
Yes, he
hard to get a tackle with him. There's not a lot of movement left or right. He's running straight downhill all night long.
First and 10 from their own 31. I think Byfield takes the ball off the right side. He kind of stumbled coming out of the backfield, but he'll actually pick up a yard out of that.
It looks like he kind of tripped coming up inside.
Pick up maybe 2 yards. Bring up second and 8. The ball spotted at the 33 of the Redskins. We're at the 9.5-minute mark here in the third quarter. Redskins trailing 20-6.
Redskins at home next week. It's the entertaining Camden, I believe.
Yep. Senior night, 7 o'clock.
Herbert County heads over to Edenton to take on the Aces next week.
Loading that box up again there at Gaddis, and Banks is going to cut it back inside. He's got another big carry. He'll pick up another 8 yards there for a first down, Redskins.
Tell you what, he's got the dust flying when he comes through. Man, he's digging in and really comes in. Dust just flying in behind him.
So pick up of 8, dust for a first down, bring up first and 10 at the Redskins 42-yard line.
Couple first downs here in this series.
Just got to hold the football. That's been our only bugaboo tonight as far as what's created the problems as far as giving points away. So Schultz waits. Runs a little toss sweep out to McGilberry, I believe.
That's Bailey.
That's Burton Bailey. And Burton Bailey picks up a good 11 yards for a first down.
And he showed some quickness, took it outside, just took it right up the seam and almost broke it, Kenny.
Yep,
it was almost
sure
as close to taking it to the
house. He's probably one of the few guys that could break it. So they're in Hertford County territory now at the 47-yard line, first and 10, Manio. Again, Gaddis need to eat up some clock here and go down and score. Can do that. You're back in this thing.
Absolutely.
Doesn't take but one turnover to get you back.
14 with 8:06 to go in the third here in a hockey of the Redskins.
This time gives it to Byfield off the right side, carrying that ball a little loosely in that crowd. Need to tighten up, get both hands on it, but he'll pick up a good 4, maybe 5.
You know, that's one of the changes I've seen Coach Charity go through. You were talking about Kenny at halftime making adjustments. That's the one thing they're doing, running some quick hitters at fullback. that we didn't see in the first half. They used here in the second half.
Yeah. So he picks up five on the play, bring up second and five. You can win if you go second and five, I can promise you. 42-yard line of the Bears. Redskins started this drive at their own 21. Send one out wide. This time it's going to be Burton Bailey off the right side. He's got some more running room, and he'll get slung forward, but not until he picks up a good 10 or 11 yards.
Man, they are getting it done up front.
He's hitting the hole quick.
Winning this line of scrimmage yard, Redskins offensive line.
So another first down Redskins at the 31 of the Bears, 7:07 mark here in the third quarter.
Bailey now with three carries for 25 yards, and Banks back in the lineup now. This is giving, with the running of Bailey and five-wheel at fullback, is giving
Banks a little rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
This time is Banks again. He's going to pick up a good five. Give that offensive line credit, man. They are making some heyday up there, I'm telling you.
They really are, doing a nice job. At Banks offered a tackle right at the line of scrimmage, and they would get it for about 3 yards.
Let's mention some of those guys. Erlen Zavala, number 76. You got Caleb Noon, 58. Few of these other guys that are making some holes up there. You know, these offensive linemen never get their name mentioned.
David Hoppe
is the tackle.
Also, Jordan Romero.
And I believe Gavin Booth.
Yeah, this guy's doing a nice job up front.
Those guys are getting the job done up front tonight. It's probably the best performance I've seen this year by that offensive line. So give them credit.
This is the ninth play in the drive that started after the Hertford County touchdown back at the 21 for the Redskins.
This time, Banks is going to get it off the left side. He'll churn out another four.
Hand off up the middle.
Reading up clock, churning out yardage. You got a third and about four here coming up.
This is his 17th carry of the night.
Ball just inside the 25 of the 24-yard line. Third and four.
That's going to be a third down.
Redskins don't need to change what they're doing. Just get good snaps here and keep powering. Seeing a little fatigue in that front. I'm surprised they haven't really loaded up the box. Here they come. Oh, looking to throw. He's got a tight end dump. Oh.
Going to be intercepted. And
intended receiver. I believe was 32.
Jalen Burnell with the interception for Hertford County. That's unfortunate.
Tried to get that to David Fisher, and I failed to understand the philosophy of rearing up and throwing the football when you don't really have a quarterback in this situation that, you know, used to throwing the football, and you're turning the ball downfield, and you're eating up clock.
And you're controlling the line of scrimmage.
I don't get it. I know he's trying to have a surprise attack there, And with them bringing the eight that time, if he just gets that ball over him, it would have been a touchdown. So the Bears take over on the interception at their own 12-yard line. They'll send four wide. They're going to run the tall sweep out there. Boy, Noon is up, and he's a fumble. Redskins on it at the 6-yard line. So nice job there by Caleb Noon. And Redskins will take over. Boy, Noon just ripped that from him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And the running back on the carry that time was Everett. And I'll tell you what, Noon
he power-drived him. He sure did. So great job of breaking the ball loose. And they'll get the ball on the 7, first and goal from the 7-yard line. Redskins with an opportunity here after throwing the interception.
So the third turnover in the second half by the two teams.
Just need to keep powering this thing off tackle. Got Fifield and Banks in the backfield. Ball's going to go to Banks off right. He's got some running room. He's going to power it in. He's going to get in the end zone, I believe. And he does. Touchdown, Jaheim Banks.
6 yards out. Manio's pulled within 8 now with 20 to 12.
Good 7-yard run there by Banks.
That's the way to take care of it. 6 yards, one play, and a touchdown.
So at the 5:07 mark here in the third quarter, Redskins make it 20-12. They could try to cut this thing to 6 here if they can get this 2-point conversion. We're going to stay with Fifield and Banks in the backfield. Quarterback's going to keep it, and he's not going to quite get in. And that's 2 points they could use. But anyway, it's 20-12, still within reach. 2-point conversion fails. And that was Finn Schultz. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout here. You're listening to AM 1530, 103.3, The Score.
You haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? You have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched-up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine-in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64, Manio, 252-473-6888.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malone have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Manio office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at LHM at DareCountyLaw.com.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Touched that too soon, yep. Yeah. And the Redskins on the kickoff, try the onside kick. So not a bad decision there, but the kicker, Wilson, touched it 9 yards. Got to wait for it to roll 10. If he'd have waited one more yard, he might could have covered that.
Yeah, you're right, because nobody came forward to get it. He did cover it, but he got that a little bit too soon. But I like the call. I really do. I like the gamble that Coach Charity's doing tonight. I mean, like I said,
what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
That's right. But the penalty for touching it too soon, like I said, it was 1 yard. If he just let it roll one more yard, he had that one covered. We'll bring up a 1st and 10 for the Bears, right about midfield inside Redskin territory at the 49.
Update from Dan at Kill Devil Hills at the half. Pastor Tank has come back from a 7-point deficit to lead First Flight at the break, 20-19.
Sounds like a good one there. 5:05 remaining here in the third quarter. Bears leading 20-12. Bears going to send their spread out with 2 split left, 2 split right. Redskins got to keep guys in the box. Oh, nice trip-up tackle there by David Hoppe. That'd be about a yard or two loss on the play.
Carried that time by Joyner. You know, he's a leading rusher, but he hasn't gotten much tonight. Looking, that's his 4th carry. Kenyon, he's under 10 yards. He had only 7 yards tonight on 4 carries. He's the leading rusher coming in.
Nice play by David Hoppe for a 1 yard loss. Brings up 2nd and 11. I got to believe you're going to see the Bears air it out again in 4.5 minutes here in the third quarter. They'll send 4 wide, 2 left, 2 to the right, 1 in the backfield with Nick. Dropping straight back. He's got time. Nope. Got a man on him. Noon had him. Gets away from him. He's going to regroup. He's rolling back to his right. Now he's going to just throw it away to the sideline. And I got to believe that's not intentional grounding.
Yeah.
There's no receiver in the area.
No.
And he was in the middle of the field.
Not like he was out of the box. I mean, he was.
Yeah, there we go.
There goes.
We get the flag. Had to be.
That's the right call.
Yep. So the right call by the officials there on the intentional grounding by Nixon. He was running all over the place. But Noon had him once. And got away from that one. Then he rolled back this way, and he never.
He was putting the pressure on him getting him with Noon. He never
gave up on the play.
No, he didn't.
That's going to be a loss of yardage and loss of down, I believe. Sometimes these rules, again, are. It should bring up 3rd and long.
So it's going to be 3rd and about 16.
Yep, 3rd and 16, ball at the Bears' 45-yard line.
Bears with the lead, 20-12 with 4:13 to go in the third here from Hoskey.
Big play coming up for the Redskins on defense here. You got to try to get this defense off the field. And you got a chance. 3 split to the left, 1 right. Nixon rolling to his left. He's got a man short, but that's going to be thrown in the dirt for incompletion. So nice coverage there by the Redskins. I don't think he'd have got the first down even if he caught that one.
Looks like we might see the first Hartford County punt of the night.
So that could be interesting. That's something they're not used to doing. So the Bears will punt it away here. Redskins got to be smart.
How about a good 3.5 that time of their defense?
Great job.
Absolutely.
Great job. Kept Nixon on the run. You can't let him sit back there and just have his plenty of time to wine and cheese it back there in the backfield.
And that was dangerous. Williams could run it.
Quick snap there by the Bears. Oh, you got to get on that. Burton Bailey's going to let that ball roll to the 15. Not a great punt, but it comes out with a good roll on it.
Yeah, it does. So give that defense the prop there to force Hertford County to first 3-0 of the night. Also an update from Bannock Camden to increase their lead to 25-7, courtesy of the Hunt Thomas scoreboard. We're getting a little bit out of it tonight, Kenny.
I'll let you rag him.
Yeah.
First and 15, Manio. Manio could put a long drive together again, Gaddis.
Yeah, they just need to take care of the football here and just keep lining up in between the tackles. I think they'll be okay. Let's see.
First and 10 from their own 15. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Linebacker blitz can run a good call on the linebacker blitz. A little tall sweep to Burton Bailey. He's going to pick up a good 8-9 yards on the play. You catch them linebackers coming in hard middle, you get outside like that.
Bailey broke a tackle right at the line of scrimmage, and before Harold could throw him out of bounds on the far side, he had good yardage on the play. That's it. He's going to bring him by second and three. Nice play that time by Bailey. He's had a good second half running the football now. He's got 32 yards on 4 carries all here in the second half.
Good call on the right blitz there. Second and 3 for the Redskins at the 23-yard line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the box. This time, nowhere for Banks to go.
They had him in a little different spot. They had him in at fullback that time instead of having him at tailback spot. And good job by the Hertford County defensive front. That was Jordan on the stop for Hertford County. They'll bring up, I think, no gain on the play.
They'll bring up 3rd and 3. Big play coming up to Redskins. Got to get out of this hole, too. You don't want to have to punt from down here. This time.
Still got Banks at that up back spot.
McGillberry splits out to the left. Schultz turns, hands it off to Burton Bailey. He's got enough, I believe, for the first down.
He has. They're going to mark him just beyond the 25 of the 26 line to make for the first down with the 25. Big third down conversion here by Manio. Fresh set of downs, move the sticks on the far side.
Bring up 1st and 10, Manio at the 26. 2:50 remaining here in the third quarter. Redskins trailing 20-12, trying to put another long drive together. Schultz waiting on a snap, gives it off to Banks off the left tackle. He's going to power it in there for another 5 or 6 yards. Look at that offensive line not quitting. There's no quit in this group tonight.
Yeah, Banks just kind of led the surge in there. He wouldn't stop. His offensive line mates just kind of got behind him and kind of pushed him for maybe a couple extra yards. He on this big first down run of 6 yards makes that, you know, that second down and second and 4
second
a lot
four.
More manageable.
You ain't lying. So 2nd and 4 here for the Redskins, and the clock's moving. They get into the fourth quarter and run this drive out. We just got to get down there and score and get a 2-pointer. This thing will be tied up. Schultz this time gives it up to the byfield, I believe.
Yeah, and he had
nowhere to go.
He didn't. He ran right into Jordan State.
Play didn't get off well either. It just had a slow look about it.
6 foot, 197-pound middle linebacker. Man, byfield ran right into it. No gain.
Yep, so it's 3rd and 4. Stays right there. A big play coming up 3rd down here for the Redskins. Need to really carry this drive into the fourth quarter.
Manny put Fifield back at fullback, got Banks at the tailback spot here.
Yep, move Gilberry split left. Schultz is going to keep it this time. He's going to come up short. He's only going to get to about the 35.
See, when they mark him at the 35-yard line, it's going to be like 2 yards shy of the first down.
So a big fourth down coming up, and I think you got to go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's,
do.
I don't think you punt here. Coach is going to punt this one away.
Yeah. Inside a minute to go in the third period.
Thought he might go for this one.
It scans down 8 here at 20 to 12.
And a snap to Poppy. It's going to get blocked. And that was another reason I wanted to go for it.
And that's Jerome Staden who came off the end for Hertford County. And boy, Poppy never had a chance. It's going to be blocked. And Hertford County's going to have great field position. Looks like that around the, they're going to officially mark it, I think, around the 20-yard line of Manio.
Yeah, I thought on 4th and 2 we'd go for that one. Down 30 to 12. You're got one win on the year. Your punting unit's a little different than what it has been. I thought that would have been a good time to take a shot at that one.
The defense may play well here in the second half.
So the punt is blocked, and the Bears take over on the Redskins 21st and 10. Straight dive, handoff, and my goodness, that was Caleb Noon, another stroking is what that was.
And Fifield came off the edge and made the initial hit, and then Noon kind of cleaned it up. But, man, Fifield was really coming off the edge. But Noon, again, the leading tackle on this team, with another big play.
He felt that one. Bring up 2nd and 11. The running game's been stuffed by the Redskins all night.
They really have. And, you know, that has been what has been good to Hertford County the last couple of weeks running the football. And Hertford County's just unable to move it, run the football here in the entire night.
Into the third quarter, Bears up 20 to 12. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. You listen to AM 1530 and 103.3 The Score.
With over 3 decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an impersonal and faraway dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got 2 locations. 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3 The Score.
Welcome back to Ahoskie, home of the Bears, and the Redskins trailing 20 to 12. Kenny Meekins, Gaddis Hodges here, calling this 4th quarter, Gaddis, and it's going to come down to a defensive stand here if the Redskins can hold out the Bears.
Absolutely, Kenny, and this is the huge set of downs here for Hertford County.
Big crunch time. 2nd and 11 for the Bears on the Redskins 20. Nixon's looking over. He's got a man open in the flats, and he'll hit him for a first down and all the way inside the 5 at about the 2 or 3 yard line.
Williams again on the catch. And, you know, I like when Hertford County's running the football. Man, you got a kid. But Nixon's having all grades of time here throwing the football tonight. He's kind of hurt Manio throwing that football.
Yeah, the only time he struggles when they put some pressure on him. And that was going to be at the 4. It's going to be 1st and goal from the 4 for the Bears. This is one of those situations where you need a turnover. Might be the only way to keep the Bears out of the end zone on this one. Where you dial up some serious pressure. They're going back there, a little bunch look here, out of like a power eye formation. Nixon goes under center. He's going to keep it himself, and he's fakes like he goes up the middle and gets outside the end, and he'll waltz in for a 4-yard touchdown run to make it 26-12 at the 11-10 mark here in the 4th quarter.
And Nixon, just a sophomore, Kenny, and quarterback Rucker Nixon, he's been the difference in this game tonight. Throwing the football, and then he starts to run the football. And, boy, if you coach Willie Gillis here, you got to be happy. You got a sophomore quarterback who plays as well as he has tonight. When you start looking at the future of this program here for Hertford County.
So the Bears will go for two here on the conversion, try to make it 28-12. Having a little issue with getting personnel in, so they'll run three spread left, two to the right. Nixon in the shotgun by himself in the backfield. Having a lot of trouble. They're getting ready to get a delay if he doesn't get this one off. He just does get it off in time. He'll run the slant. That's going to be incomplete. Threw that one a little hard there on the slant in the end zone. Incomplete. So the Redskins dodging 2 points there. And the score holds at 26-12. We're going to stay right here, Ben. We just left. And any updates, Gattis?
We do. Camden put it in the end zone. They still trail the Eagles in the third, 25-14 at the half. Pascal leading first flight. 2019, we have not had an update from Northeast and Currituck. The only score we had earlier was Northeast 12 and Currituck 3. As we head, it's kind of hard to believe. Next weekend, final game of the regular season. Of course, the North Carolina High School Association has extended the season 1 week because of the damage from Hurricane Helene in the western part of the state. And some teams, they've given teams a chance to play an extra game. Some teams have taken advantage of it.
Most of them take a week off, heal up a little bit, and those that are heading for the playoffs could use it. Use that week for their advantage and get ready for a playoff.
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, I would too.
Man, I wouldn't take a chance of injuring one of my players playing just an extra game. Of course, the only reason you would do it is to make a little money for the school, I think, but
this time the Bears kick it all the way back to the 10. McGilberry will bring it up the left side. He's got some running room. Excuse me, Jameer Burton. And Burton will take it all the way up to the 30-31 for the Redskins.
Nice return that time by Bailey. He got away from a couple of would-be tacklers around the 24-yard line. He makes his way up across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. Nice return here by Bailey.
Net of about 21 yards. So first and 10, Redskins, they'll take over here, and they're going to have to got to find a way to get down and get in the end zone and make this one a one-score ball game. Down 26-12 here, the 11-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Plenty of time left. Redskins just takes a lot of time to get down the field, and they got to get down there and score and hold the Bears. This time Banks gets it off the left side, and this time they zero in on him. They did not get a – did not get number 9 blocked that time.
They did not. And, man, he came straight across. Nobody got a hand on him, and that was Carlos Moore, the senior defensive end who came across and made the hit. One of the few times we've seen Banks lose yardage today.
That's a big 4-yard loss, bring up second 14. So you're behind the chains here at 10:32. Something the Redskins cannot afford to do.
That was his 21st carry on night for Banks. He's now up to 140 yards on the year.
So Schultz waiting on the snap. And the Bears jump off sides, so that's a free 5. They'll get that 5 back that they just lost.
And the guy who's responsible for giving them the 5 is going to give it right back to his call of 4, kind of jump on the near end.
What's it called? Call karma.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah.
Second and 9. After the 5-yard walk-off on the penalty, so the Redskins move up 5.
Second and 9,
ball now at the 34 of the Redskins. Schultz waits, gives it off to Banks. Now the Redskins are in white jerseys, but Banks is just the only one that's not white anymore.
That's true. His was early that way.
The Banks barely gets back to the line of scrimmage on that one. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9.
You know, Hurford County defense is kind of pinning the ears back now, Kenny. They got a 2-touchdown lead, and they're kind of pinning the ears back here and just putting so many people up on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it might be a good time for that tall sweep to Burton.
They're putting their linebackers into the line now. They weren't doing that before. They were crowding the box, but now they're putting – it's like a 7-man, 7-8-man front.
And they're loaded up in there.
Manio's having a hard time blocking.
They know they're not going to throw the ball, so where you might want to run that little tall sweep. Oh, he's going to roll to his right. Schultz is looking, but he's going to roll around in. He's still rolling, and he'll pick up about 7 or 8 yards on the play before he's tackled out of bounds over here in front of the Hurford County bench. But it's going to bring up fourth and about four.
Jones comes up a little bit gimpy, and he made something out of nothing. It looked like he was hemmed up back around the line of scrimmage and made able to get that out to the, 39-yard line.
And it's decision time again for Timmy Charity. This is not a time that you want to punt this away. You saw what happened on the last punt.
Yeah. Looks like he's going to bring his punt unit on here.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. You're not giving yourself a chance to win at 8-minute mark down two scores. I know what he's thinking here. Give it to Banks again on the fake. But no, Hoppy, and he drops it. Now we got a problem. He actually gets it away somehow. I don't know how.
And it's going to take a nice roll for Hoppy.
Yep. I don't know how he got that punt away.
I do not.
He dropped the ball, got on the ground, he picked it up, grabbed it, and somehow punted between two guys and got it away all the way down to the 29-yard line.
It looked like the guys didn't want to rough the kicker more than like they kind of hesitated.
Yeah.
And Hoppy kind of stepped in and got it away, but a nice athletic move by him and to avert some real trouble for Manio.
Yeah, kind of shocked that we punt there, though, down two scores at the 8-minute mark. Bears going to take over first and 10 at their own 29.
Looks like that Kenny's starting to see maybe the wear and tear on his Manio team.
Yeah.
But it's big hurt for County team starting to show here.
What happens in the numbers game, no doubt. Five receivers split out for the Bears. Dixon's going to roll to his sideline. He's got a little running room. Jukes one defender, and he'll step out of bounds at about the 35.
Clay Noor coming to make the stop, and he did a good job standing his ground because Nixon certainly tried to put a move on him, but he did a pretty good job, stayed in front of
him. Nice open field tackle.
Yeah, forced him to the boundary on the near side, used the boundary for his additional defense, I could say. So we kind of rushed him out of real estate here on the near side.
So pick up of six, bring up second and four at the 35. Bears send three to the right, two to the left. Nixon in the shotgun. Like the Redskins bringing a little pressure here in the middle. Byfield up on the line of scrimmage. And he's bringing him a little quick hitch route out here from the Bears bench. Zay Williams missed that tackle when the Redskins. Byfield finally runs him out of bounds, but not before he gets the first down and the ball be at the 47-48 of the Bears.
That was all on Williams. He just made a play yardage after the catch. Pass five, one by 5 yards. That was all him, Williams, to get it up for the first down.
Well, he caught it in space too, Gaddis, and that helps. There was nobody around him when he caught it, and then he just kind of made the yards after catch. What we call the yak.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what you those good receivers do, yeah, especially those guys with that great speed, great feet.
The ball at the 48. We thank you guys for coming out. You guys are the greatest. Come on, give me two split right, two split to the left. One back in the backfield with Nixon.
It's like that's joining to the left of Nixon in the backfield.
And they'll just run that one off the right side, and he'll break two tackles, three tackles. Finally, Gavin Booth. No, excuse me, Caleb Noon, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, boy, he planted.
He does plan. When he hits, he hits.
Well, that's a big run by Jordan. The biggest run of the night for Herbert County on the ground. The gain is for 14 yards and a first down at the Manio 39-yard line.
Love to have Noon back another year. He's just really coming into himself. He's starting to put some film together. I know he's looking at playing some football past high school. And he keeps getting bigger and stronger. He's got an opportunity to go somewhere and play at whatever level. Because he will hit you. This time, the quarterback keeps it, and he gets hit. Byfield buries him to the ground, but not before he picks up about 2-3 yards and bring up second and seven.
A good job by the interior of that defense. They did not let Nixon get some open space, Kenny. They had him kind of pinned up, and Byfield kind of came behind and stopped him after only a 3-yard gain. But, well, if you let Nixon get away from him, he's a hard guy to catch up with.
But the ball is spotted now at the 36 of the Redskins. The Bears trying to put together one more last-ditch effort drive here at the 6.5 minute mark.
Clock starting to work against Manio. 6:23 left to go. Down 26-12.
Dixon in the shotgun. He's got four wide. He's going to roll to his left. Got a man over here on his knees at the 31. Nice pitch and catch right there.
Caden Woods on the grab here on the near side. He immediately went to a knee.
So pick up of
only three on the play.
Yep. Bring up third and a long two. All the 31 of the Redskins.
Nixon now 10 of 16, 188 yards unofficially.
If I was the Bears at this point, I'd be happy just running the ball, eating the clock.
Amen.
On third and three, Nixon, that's what they do. They hand out one off. No, he keeps it himself off to the right side. Gets tackled right at about the first down marker. It's going to be just shy, I believe, of about a foot.
That was McKilberry. He came up from the secondary, made a really good play.
Yeah, that looked like Bill Tackle.
And when it looked like Nixon had a chance to get some big yardage, he came up and hemmed him up and kept him from getting the first down. It's going to be fourth and about one here.
I think if Nixon puts his foot in the ground there and turns upfield, he's probably going to get the first down. As is, it brings it up short. And we're going to have a timeout by the Bears. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout. You listen to AM 1530 and 103.3 to score.
Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at wanchesemarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. WanchesMarina.com.
The Outer Banks area's trusted tree experts is Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Their ISA-certified arborists specialize in all things trees. Don't forget, ALTS is still the preferred choice for tree pruning and removal, lot clearing, stump grinding, and view enhancement. For more information on the services provided, find them online at AlbemarleLandscapes.com or give them a call at 256-1883.
Hi, my name's Chase Patterson with Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call us today at 256-1883.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
So the Bears on fourth and one. Redskins had it stuffed up the middle, but they break it outside and pick up big yardage and take it all the way down to the 12-yard line.
I tell you, that's a good decision by Jordan. Kenny, you mentioned it. Yeah. They had it stopped up, and yeah, they got good vision. Just pass it outside and use that great speed to easily get the first down to the Manio 12-yard line.
So nice job by the Bears to pull that one off. It was fourth and one. That would have been a big play for the Redskins if they could have stuffed it. But as is, now the Bears are on the 13-yard line of the Redskins, first and 10 with a 4.5 minutes to go and leading 26-12 over the Manio Redskins. They'll stay with four receivers this time, kind of running a wildcat, and the wildcat's going to go all the way in. That's number five.
There was a late flag coming in just as he went in the end zone. That was Jordan Staten on the carry.
So Staten kind of lined up in a wildcat. There wasn't no Nixon there this time, and there's a flag on the play. So that should negate the touchdown.
Well, it came just about at the goal line here.
Yep.
It's against Hertford County.
I think there was a hold out there by a receiver on the outside of that play. That's going to bring that back 10 yards, excuse me, to the 13. So it happened all the way down to 3 just as he was going in. And
just a fifth penalty tonight. Both of these teams doing a good job staying away from the penalty flag tonight. Each team with 5 penalties by my count.
I can tell you do this for a living, guess.
Yeah.
Keep up with all that stuff. 2 spread right, 2 left. This time Nixon rolls right. He's going to run the option, pitches it out, and he's going to get hit hard, but not before get down to about the 7.
David Fisher, the junior backer, with the stop on the far side on Jordan. Jordan's really starting to assert himself running the football late in this game.
So pick up a 6, bring up 2nd and 4. The Bears can still get a first down without getting a touchdown. Clock running now really against the Redskins, 3.5 minute mark. Down 26-12, and it's just all about Bears eating up the clock now and trying to put another one in the end zone. Nixon's going to throw this one. Got a man open, wide open at the four. He'll walk in for a touchdown.
That's Williams again. It's his third touchdown catch of the night for Nixon, his fourth touchdown of the night.
I don't know how anybody can get that wide open, but he did. That's 32-12 at the 3:11 mark. And the Bears will try to tap on two more here to make it 34. Same thing, Gattis, for the Redskins tonight is the third and fourth quarter is just a wear down. It's not enough bodies.
Yeah, I'm kind of accustomed to seeing that, Kenny, with Chowan the last couple of years. That depth has been down. We've been playing in that tough league. And you can play good for about three quarters, and then you've got nothing left for that fourth quarter.
And these guys here never leave the field. There's very few of these kids get to leave the field. Nixon for the two-point conversion has got a man open, and it's going to get knocked down or picked off over there by
Bailey.
Burton Bailey. He tried to pick it off, but it wouldn't have mattered. It's a two-point conversion. Mad with himself about not catching it. So it stays at 32-12, and we're going to stay right here with 3:11 remaining in this contest. And it's been all Bears here in the second half. Redskins kind of shot themselves in the foot. It was a blocked punt that really turned this game around in that third quarter, I believe, or beginning of this fourth. No, it was in the third.
Yeah, and then turned it over first play of the second half that left to Herbert County. Easy touchdown. You got to give Herbert County credit, Kenny.
Yep.
They got a couple of good –
took advantage of the turnover.
Field position things. They took advantage of it. Many of your kids have really given a lot here tonight.
I'm impressed with what I've seen tonight. They've shown more out of that mighty 20-some they got over there tonight than I've seen all year. It's the best effort I've seen from them all season, and I feel like going into next week, we got an opportunity against Camden to finish one off with a win.
And, you know, you think about being down in numbers, everybody's kind of in that same boat.
Yep. The Bears kick this one off to the 15, and Burton Bailey, I believe, has got it. He'll take it to the – breaks a couple tackles. He's not going down easy. He's going to take it to the 34. And I do, like I said, I want to give credit to these kids tonight. There's been no quitting the Redskins.
They have not. I'm like you. I'm real impressed with their effort tonight. They stayed in this game. Banks has been terrific running the football. And giving Schultz credit, he's done a nice job as a backup quarterback. Is this the first game he's quarterbacked all year?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he's done a nice job managing this game for Manningo.
And he probably only had a few short days to get prepared for this.
Yeah.
So first and 10 Redskins here with 3:02 remaining here in the game. They'll take over first and 10 on their 34.
Zay Williams, the quarterback now for Manningo.
Yep. Zay turns, hands it off the left side. I'm assuming that's Burton Bailey off the left side, and he'll pick up a good 7 yards. So Zay getting his opportunity to come in now and play the quarterback position, give Finn a little break. Finn missed a few games earlier in the year with an injury. Herbert County's got a man down.
This is not what you want late in the game. You know, you think of Herbert County, you get the full wins. You won three in a row. You got Eden next week for a chance to improve your playoff spot. You don't need people going down here late in this game. You're up 32-12. But hopefully it's just a cramp or something, Kenny. You have that, you know, this time of year.
Yep.
And see if we got any updates. We do not. By the way, there's no score in the first game of the World Series. There's not Thomas. He heard us talking about the World Series and that Herbert County player's up and off the field. Looks like it's going to be okay.
All right, that's Andrew Mahoney, y'all. We're going to give him a big hand.
I'm going to bring up a 2nd and 3 for the Redskins at their own 40, clock at 2.5-minute mark. They could easily run this one out. I'd like to see them get a couple more first downs. Zay Williams in at QB now.
Banks not in the lineup right now.
Burton hands it off to Burton Bailey, and he's going to carry it way up there to the 50-yard line for a good pickup of about 10 yards for him.
I tell you what, Bailey's done. I like what I see from him. He has some great kick quickness once he gets started.
Yep.
He's able to get it. He's at 9 carries now to 47 yards on the night.
So ball spotted midfield right at the 50. Two minutes remaining here in this contest at Hertford County. First and 10 for the Redskins.
It'd be nice to stick it in here late in this game.
Yes, it would. Oh, another bad snap. And Zay Williams, just fortunate he falls on that one. That's going to be a loss of five. Bring up second 15. Ball now at the 45. Been a lot of trouble with that snap. I tell you, I hope next week either shore that up or let's get under center. And I think the offense will move the same under center just as it will with this shotgun. I've never been a big advocate of a shotgun snap anyway, Yadis, just because, I don't know, it seems like in high school it doesn't move quickly.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
This time, straight handoff to, Bailey bounces off. He gets to the 40, to 45, 50. He took a lick from what I thought would have been a knockdown tackle, and he bounced off of him. He spins off all the way down to the 32-yard line of the Bears.
That's a gain of 25 on the play. 79 yards now for Bailey. Not like you, man.
He got smoked, and he just bounced off like a pinball, I'm telling you.
It's kind of like a shoulder pad hit, but I'm like you. He's fucking.
He didn't even
came
budge.
Out of a slingshot, yeah. Man.
First and 10 at the 30 for the Redskins. It's probably the last play of the game here, Gaddis. Got an extra man. We got another man in the backfield. I think that's Jerry. Zay's going to hand it off to Gibbs in the backfield, and he's going down. That's probably the last play of the game.
What a play back on.
13-12. This one's going to end at 32-12 in favor of the Bears. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout and come back here and close this one down, Gaddis. You're listening to AM 1530 and 103.3, The Score.
You haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? You have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64, Manio, 252-473-6888.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at obpcinfo.com.
Manio High School Football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3, The Score.
Back here, Hereford County, with Kenny Meekins and Gaddis Hodges. And Gaddis, that's going to be the end of that one. And you know, we talked about it a while ago. I'm just real impressed with Manio tonight. That's the most impressive game that I've seen out of them since they beat the team in Norfolk earlier in the season. But, man, they never gave up. And I'm going to tell you, they came in here. Ben Schultz at quarterback, never doing it. And he made this thing happen and managed the offense pretty well.
He was
in spite of all the bad snaps and stuff that were taking place.
He was outstanding, Kenny. We talked about before the game, you know, you're having a tough season. You won only one game, and you're late in the season. It was a grind. It's easy to pack it in.
Yeah.
These kids did not pack it in tonight. They came to play, and I was really impressed. It was a lot closer than 32-12.
Yeah,
what we're saying.
Give credit to the coaching staff for getting these kids together and bringing them over here to a game that they probably didn't feel like they had a lot of opportunity to. And they gave Hereford County all they wanted.
243 yards of offense, all of it coming on the ground, and 44 rushes.
Yeah.
You only tried two passes, and incompleted one and intercepted another. But Hereford County, on the other hand, only 256 yards. But the difference is the short fields that Hereford County had, and that's the difference in the scoreboard, really.
That is
32-12. Both teams played really clean penalty wise. Both teams with five flags tonight. I don't think anybody got hurt from either side. So that's always a good night when that happens. But you know, the real difference maker in this game tonight had to be Rucker Nixon, the quarterback. Sophomore, four touchdown passes, and he ran one in as well. But he was really, really good tonight. Probably the difference in this football game. Certainly nobody can overlook what Jaheim Banks did tonight. 22 carries, 140 yards. He's going to be a tired young man by the time he gets back to Manioc.
Yeah, and I'm gonna, I've got two boards to hand out here. And I know we've discussed a couple of these guys. I'm going to tell you, the offensive line tonight was impressive. That,
I agree.
I'd love to give it all to them, but I don't know if we're capable of giving everybody one. But those guys we talked about earlier, those names need to be spoken about because those guys did a great job. I'm going to tell you, they moved the football down the field all night. Hopefully they'll do it against Camden next week. But our Island Insurance player of the game, I think, goes to Finn Schultz because of what he did managing the football game as a quarterback. That's never done that before.
So. I'm inclined to agree with you here. And of course, Banks was good as ever, but Schultz just managing that game and not ever quarterbacking in a game on a varsity level before was huge.
Yep.
And he kept this team in the game. And I tell you, another thing that's overlooked, Kenny, when you're talking about managing the game, how many bad snaps did he get on top of?
Yeah.
And he recovered every one of them. It's been a dozen tonight.
Could have been a bunch of turnovers.
It certainly could have, but I'm in total agreement with him. I thought he did a nice game job of managing the offense here tonight. And defensively, you know, Fifield and Noon were all over the place.
Oh, my goodness. They sure were. And I'm going to give the Island Insurance player of the game goes to Finn Schultz, and the Kelly's Automotive drive of the game, I would say, was the 21-yard touchdown run by Banks, and the drive was 65 yards earlier in the game, and that was the when Manio came out and answered Hertford County's first score. So that would be our drive of the game for Kelly's Automotive drive of the game, Jameer Banks, and the touchdown. Well, from Hertford County here in Hosky, North Carolina, I want to thank you, Gaddis, for stepping in tonight, and I've enjoyed it. It's
absolutely
been
man.
A lot of fun. I haven't seen you in a while, and it's been fun, so just glad you got to see a pretty good football team tonight, one that I'm happy with that showed up here at Hertford County for Manio, and, of course, Hertford County did a nice job on their end. And I want to give Curtis a shout-out back at the board for us, helping us out tonight and keeping us straight. And, Hunt, me and you will be back at Manio High School next Friday night at 7 p.m. For senior night against the Camden Bruins, and hopefully the Redskins can take one to finish off the season. And, again, Gaddis, thanks very much. Appreciate you being here and helping me out. And that'll be – can't paint this one black and gold, as Hunt says, but it was a good effort.
Man, it was. Kenny, thanks for reaching out to me, man. I'm glad that, like I said, we hadn't seen each other in a while. Wanted to work with you here in the press box, the press box that I've called a lot of games from here in Hertford County doing my 24 years. But, you know, I told you before the game, I always wanted to be Hunt Thomas. Pretty good life tonight.
There you go.
Pretty good life.
So, live from Hertford County, we thank you for being with us tonight. And thanks for AM 1530. We've been live and 103.3 The Score.
Sports Talk, WOBX, 1530 AM The Score and 103.3 W277DO Wanchese. Your number one source for sports.
Manio High School football, exclusively on AM 1530 and FM 103.3 The Score.